Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was finishing with reading a question from a listener talking about charismatic churches. That's an interesting part to start today.
My feet on a firm foundation for the Bible says.
I do not agree with a lot of these false churches that ramble on with what they call tongues and can do it at a whim instead of the unction of the Holy Ghost. There is so much in the New Testament that points to speaking in tongues, but we can still be brothers in Christ, even if we disagree. Is that okay with you? All right. Well, that's a good question. Now, I answered him, dear brother in Christ. Thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast on WLBF 90.3 in Haines City, Florida. We love the ministry of Dr. Mick Carter and Landmark Baptist College. I personally am honored to be a part of that radio station's lineup of programming Monday through Friday. So I appreciate your kindness in that you do not call me names and sought to prove your position from the Word of God. So he didn't call me names. Instead, he's trying to use God's Word to prove his position. Now, we may disagree, but I really respect what he's trying to do, folks. That is a very good thing on his part, and I commend him for that. I appreciate someone that does that. So I go on to say, treating one another with dignity and respect is good, even if we disagree on a doctrinal point. We do disagree, but I appreciate your letter, and thank you for listening to the broadcast. First, I want to say it is all right to disagree with me. The Apostle Paul preached at Berea. The Holy Ghost breathed out these words for Paul to write in Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Always search the Scripture to see what any preacher preaches and teaches to see if it is so. If we make a man so big that we never think he says anything wrong, then we're making that man, at the very least, equal with God. When we make people big, we make God small in our thinking and heart. Now, I will address my belief first on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then go back to your verses. As I do, you believe in the doctrine of the Trinity, and I do too. The doctrine of the Trinity is three eternal distinctions in one divine essence. That is how the Lord our God is one God. So I will first address what may have been the passage to which I was referring when you heard me last March. I believe it would have been Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But to keep it in context, I want to look at all the verses of 9 through 16. There we read, beginning with verse 9, and I will, between each of these verses, I will insert some statements. So if you're at home listening to this, just understand, have your Bible open, Romans chapter 8, because I'm going to be saying things as I read through verses 9 through 16. But beginning with verse 9, he says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now notice the word dwell. It means to be at home. It is not the same as the fullness of the Holy Spirit. For an example, we see in Acts 2, the disciples were filled with the Holy Ghost. Then in Acts chapter 4, verse 8, Peter is filled again. Then in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, they were all filled. So, this is probably an area you will disagree. But we are all baptized with the Holy Ghost the moment we are saved. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, we read this. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now the saved are not only one body, with all in the body having the Spirit of God, and then others being a part of that body and don't have the Spirit of God. You see, all of us are going to have the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ if we're in the body of Christ. To be in the body of Christ, we're baptized by the Holy Spirit. Don't forget, the verse Romans 8, 9, verse 9 says the Spirit of Christ. Christ is looking at his anointed Messiahship. That's what his name is doing. It was, as a matter of fact, Christ was another name for Messiah. It shows us then his deity. Jesus speaks of his humanity. So that Christ is deity, Jesus his humanity. It is the Spirit of his deity that we have. So when he says, by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, he is talking of the Holy Spirit baptism. Filling of the Holy Spirit is not how much you have of him. Rather, it is how much he has of you. My Christian life has had many failures. It goes back to fighting the Spirit about things that I was not ready to perhaps surrender. Now, the Apostle Paul had this fight. In Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25, the Holy Ghost breathed out every word for Paul to write down about himself. And there it says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. For what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent to the law that it is good. Now, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that within me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Hell, we're seeing the fight between the old nature and the new nature there, my friend. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law of my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me in captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver us from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with a mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. By the way, that's why you and I should walk in the Spirit. Okay, walk in the Spirit. Walk by the desires of the Spirit of God. So again, here he is, talking about his failures and so forth. Now going back to Romans chapter 8 and 9, talks about having the Spirit of Christ. It goes back to fighting this, what should I say, the Holy Spirit about things that I was not ready to surrender. The Spirit of God, in the first part of Romans chapter 8, verse 9, is definitely speaking of the Holy Ghost. So for the Spirit of Christ to be anything less takes it outside the Trinity of being three divine distinctions in one divine essence. Takes it to three gods. You see, and let me just stop here to explain. If we say the Spirit of Christ is not enough, or if we say that if a man has not the Holy Spirit of God, and only the Spirit of Christ is enough for a person to be saved, then we have given a lesser position, a lesser deity to Jesus Christ. He says, and if Christ, verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, if Christ be in you, your body's dead. Is the body dead when one receives Jesus Christ as Savior? You see, we, before salvation, are spiritually dead. The word death means separation, not cessation, that is, not ceasing to exist. When the body dies physically, our spirit separates from our body and goes to heaven or hell, depending upon whether or not one is saved. I believe that Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 will help here. It says, I am crucified with the Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, he says, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, what does he mean? Is his body alive? Well, yes, his body's alive. The life that lives in the flesh now is by the faith of the Son of God, the doctrine, the Word of God. He's living by that. So I go on to say, the Spirit is life, we're told in the second half of verse 10. Obviously, this speaks of the Spirit, not flesh. And so verse 11 of Romans chapter 8, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Okay, now we see that the Spirit dwells in you. It's the same Spirit that raised up Christ in his bodily form from the dead. Now we see that the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you and will quicken your mortal bodies on the resurrection day. Shall quicken is looking ahead, as we'll see in verse 16 when we get there. Therefore, brethren, verse 12 says, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.